that what really motivates me on this issue is that I believe so strongly that it is possible to fight terrorism ferociously without gutting our civil liberties. And that is our challenge in a nutshell. That is what I have been trying to do as a member of the United States Senate. Well, what the legislation says is that the federal agencies have to report to the Congress on how they are accessing the databases, what they're doing with the personal information, and what privacy protections are afforded in it. If the report is not received within 60 days of the passage of the law, then funding for the procurement or access of the commercial database is cut off. So that is the way the legislation is written. And there has been this explosive growth of database, you know, use. And it seems to us, I mean, people said, what are the specifics of how you're going to deal with it? At this point, we don't even know how these agencies are rummaging around through all these databases. So this is the beginning of what I think is an extraordinarily important watershed effort with respect to privacy rights. It's going on right now. It's going on unchecked. And essentially, it's not possible for citizens to even know what these various agencies are doing as they scour these databases 24/7.
And on behalf of the 600,000 members and supporters of People for the American Way all across this country, I want to salute Senator Ron Wyden for his effective bipartisan leadership on this issue, and because he is a champion on behalf of all Americans and their right to privacy.